Business Growth Talks podcast is created and hosted by Mark Haywood. In this show, we talk about how to grow a business in the growth stage. The growth stage is often marked by rapid developments, increased revenue, and an escalating customer base. In each episode, we talk to entrepreneurs and business owners who have grown businesses, and we cover topics like scaling processes, market expansion, financial management, human resource and talent development, and customer retention. If you are looking for actionable advice, tips, and techniques on how to grow, run, and build your business, this is the podcast for you.
Haywood from Business Growth Talks. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really do appreciate you joining me on this very different episode that we usually release on the day of Monday. Usually they're interviews, but there was something that I did a little while ago on my show and I wanted to do it again. I thought it would be an interesting exercise and you might want to check the previous episode. So let me tell you about it. What it is, I'm going to answer the end questions, the questions I ask at the end of my show. I'm going to answer them today. And I did this before on February 27th, 2020, which I think was episode 127. So just if you don't know, if you've never got to the end of my interview, shame on you, first of all. But secondly, let me tell you what those things are. So I asked the same six questions, which have actually evolved into seven. So it's a bit of a spoiler. There is always seven episodes, but I'm still saying six episodes, just because it rings off the rolls off the tongue so easily. But what these questions are, these are thought-provoking, short, sharp, quick questions. So the whole idea is to do it very quickly. We give people the time that they need, but the questions are shorter and sharper, just to give a little bit of difference at the end of the show. So that's what they are. I'm going to go through all of those questions now. And I want you to give me any comments below if there's anything that you agree with or anything you disagree with. I want to know. So do let me know how your reaction is to those questions that I give you. So the first question that I ask all of the guests at the end of the interview is, what's the best decision that you've made? Now, there are lots of different answers to that. And I always feel it a little bit cliche to say that you married your wife. But I think for me, marrying my wife and having kids and having them part of my life, and equally giving up the corporate job to spend more time with them, is the dual answer. Giving up the corporate job, but equally having the family around me that I want to spend time with them, and they enrich my life, they make me happy. And so the best decision was dual answer, having getting married with my wife and having kids, and equally the job. Giving up that corporate job of doing many hours a day. Yes, you got rewarded, but oh, it was a real slog. And there was no flexibility, or a little flexibility. And so those are my best decisions that I made. Best advice that I've given, and I struggle with this, but this is the best advice. It was given to me by Louis Halpin, who is a very dear friend of mine. And he said, I'm going to butcher this quote, but he said, Bruce Lee said, I'm never worried about the person that practices lots of kicks and lots of punches. He was a martial artist. He said, I worry about the person that practices one kick 10,000 times. And that really gets me thinking about going deep into a domain and really, truly understanding that domain. And I struggle with it as my entrepreneurial career has evolved. I struggle with being drawn to new ideas that I have or other ideas people bring to me. I still struggle a little bit on saying no to things. And I've got to get better at that. I've got to be more precious with my time and protective of my time. But doing those, I can't remember the guy who said the 10,000 hours. It's so true. If you spend that time, and that's what I've been doing in podcasting, and this is why the podcast booking service called Podcast Introduction, by the way, do check it out on the website, book an appointment. You can get a call with me and you can find out how you can help with podcast booking in your marketing and branding strategy. Add over. being able to spend this time, 6.5 years in podcasting, doing, coming up to my 500th episode as well on my podcast, just being immersed in that experience and that industry gives me so much more confidence, ability to question the industry, to ask questions when I'm talking to someone even more experienced than me. So that being in an industry and doing your 10,000 hours, I think is so important, and it should be something that you should, if you haven't started that domain yet, start it today. Just try something. And we when you're younger, in your 20s, you try things, you like it or you don't like it, and you change. But the sooner you start those 10,000 hours, you can get through that 10,000 hours and then be the expert. So Bruce Lee, 10,000 hours, 10,000 kicks, one kick 10,000 times is so powerful. And I love it. I think it's a great idea. And as I say, I do struggle with it because I have an entrepreneurial mind that wants to look at other opportunities. But you do need to get domain experience. You do need to get that knowledge to be able to be awesome at your job, your career, your business, whatever it is. Next question. Who helped you most in your career? So I'm going to give a couple of shout outs here. Louis Halpin, he mentored me, he coached me. He was a massive influence while I was working in corporate, and he was super. He had so much knowledge, he shared it so much with me, and got promotions, did really well, and I'll always be indebted to him. Also, my business partner, George McGarren, I've learned so much from him. He has been in business for over 25 years, and he's so knowledgeable. I love the way that he approaches things. I love the way that he looks at things, the way that he views the world and views business and views doing more than just business. I think he previously spent a lot of time just being focused on business, and he's a lot more. He's passionate about health, and he runs marathons, and he's just an awesome guy that I'm very blessed to have in my life. And maybe the last one, I don't want to get too soppy about this, but the last one was my father. He had a massive impact on me. A super caring, dedicated to his family, worked so hard, and he was definitely a massive inspiration in my life. Oh, I haven't thought about this. This is the one that always gets people. Tell me about a regret that you have. Oh, almost want to stop the recording now and have a further think about this. But all the questions are spontaneous, so I don't let people get prepared for these questions. So tell me about a regret. I don't know. I think there's been regrets in the way I've been with other people. Sometimes I've been a little bit cut people out of my life. At certain times, I regret that a little bit, the way that I was quite brutal with certain people. I'm struggling because it's not that I don't think I've made regret, done thoughts that I regret. Speaking to someone harshly when they really needed support, just sometimes not being, because I try and be a good person, I try and be a positive person, and on those days, it can be quite hard. And equally, some of the regrets I have is like the way I've felt and not being able to turn around the way I felt. Because sometimes you can be one of the things that I am is I'm very harsh on myself. I'm very critical of myself. And I wish I wasn't like that. On the outside, I'm very positive, and I am a positive person. I call myself a pragmatic optimist, which means I'm not naive, but I will try to see the good in people. But that's also quite difficult for myself when I'm quite harsh on myself. Like one of the other questions that people ask on these types of shows are like, what advice would you give someone yourself at 18? I did a recent video on lessons learned from 20s to 40s. And the one thing I often say is be patient and give yourself a break. So I kind of regret giving myself such a hard time through my life and just being patient, accepting. Another great quote, Tom Hanks, I saw Tom Hanks on social media, who says, "This too shall pass." Whether you're in a good mood, this too shall pass. If you're in a bad mood, this too shall pass. You're depressed, this too shall pass. So that's been very powerful for me, just to get perspective on when you are feeling down about yourself and you really feel like you should be doing more and you struggle. Next question, what are you most proud of? I think leaving corporate and kind of doing it and living the life that I wanted to live. I'm very proud of the fact that I took that massive gamble, that massive step of leaving a very secure job, a very secure progression in my career, and doing it for myself. And it was very important for me to at least try doing this. And I'm very proud of that. And people have given me some great advice over the years about how to stick in it, stay with it. It gets better. You do better. Your marketing improves. Your handling situations improve. So I'm very proud of the fact that I've been able to do this as an entrepreneur myself now, as a business owner. And that's very important to me. So that's probably what I'd say about being most proud of. Next, this is the newer question that's come in recently. You'll see where it's inspired from, Simon Sinek. Why do you do what you do? Why I do podcasting is I just love the medium. I love being involved in podcasts. I love being on podcasts. I love doing my own podcast. It's a lot of work, more than I probably anticipated. And the longer the episodes, the more work it gets, editing, post-production, release. But I feel very privileged to be able to talk to some great people who have been there, done it, been a businessman for a long time. They've grown and scaled businesses. And I'm just literally sitting there on a call talking to them about how they did it. I feel very lucky. I feel very privileged to have that part of my life. And yeah, I just think it's a really great space to be. You go deeper than you normally would in other episodes. And it's very important that you get that. Again, it's like the 10,000 hours. You need to spend your time in your industry and doing it. And as an interviewer, I've got much better. I get a lot of feedback from the guests that it's one of the best shows they've ever been on. I feel very privileged that people feel that of my interviews. And I just think it's a really interesting. I've also been working a lot on YouTube in the last sort of 3, 4, 5 months, which has been starting to do really well. And I'm enjoying that video element of the show as well as the audio only. The audio only is very dear to my heart because traveling into London, commuting, I used to listen to probably 2 or 3 podcasts a day, which was fantastic. So it has a very special place in my heart. But being able to leverage YouTube and just having fun with the algorithm and making it work for me has been very rewarding and enjoyable. And hopefully that will grow and keep growing. So I do it because I like being a content creator. I like doing these solo episodes as well. So I think I would probably deem myself lesser. I don't know if I deem myself a podcaster or a YouTuber, but I like creating content. I like being able to talk to people. I love the interview style. I loved having the camera on and the microphone on and just talking. It's fun. It is actually genuinely fun. I'd probably say that's why I do what I do. Next question is, what does legacy mean to you? Now, I've thought about this a lot. Like the regrets question, I've thought about this a lot about legacy. And someone a lot wiser than me said, unless you're famous, and most people aren't famous, most people don't want to be. I don't want to be famous. That's not what I intend. But and so the legacy for me, and they were saying that after 2 or 3 generations, no one remembers you, which is really, it's no one cares. Like obviously, your parents, if they're still alive, your wife or husband and kids, and probably grandkids love you. But after that, no one knows you. Don't get too grand on what legacy actually genuinely means. You're not around that long, and no one remembers you that much afterwards. So don't get too grand on leaving a legacy. But I suppose the answer that I would give is leaving my small pocket, friends, family, kids trying to enrich their lives, trying to make their lives better by playing an impact in their lives is probably the answer that I would give to legacy. I don't necessarily want my business to live for 100 years and be the biggest media company or anything like that. I don't need that. I don't want that. But my little bubble that I live in, friends, family, I would just like to someone to say, he's a good guy. He did some good things. He actually made my life better by it being part of. And I've had that with my family members. As I spoke about my dad before, he really enriched my life. Sadly, never saw my children. So he doesn't even have that third generation that knew him. So there is always perspective when it comes down to these types of things. So just be a little bit mindful about too grandioso legacy thoughts. Just make an impact on people's lives and you'll be remembered as long as anyone else would be without being famous. And who wants to be famous? Let's be honest. I don't. And then the last question is, where can people find you if they want to reach out to you? I would say go to podcastinstruction.com. Book up a quick sales call. We can have a 30-minute conversation about your interest when it comes to podcast booking. You can go to my podcast website, which is businessgrowthtalks.com. And lastly, I'm quite active on LinkedIn, or I'm very active on LinkedIn. So if you want to connect with me and send me a private DM, I'd be happy to speak to you. And if you've got any questions about podcasting or business or anything that you think that I'd be able to help you with, then I'm very happy for you to DM, well, connect with me first and then DM me on there. And so we come to the end of the questions. Lastly, if you've enjoyed this content, this unusual content for a Monday, please do give it a thumbs up. Thank you very much for that. Please do leave any comments if there's anything that I made different to the first episode. I think it was February 27th, 2020. Interestingly, I've not gone back to the archives, but if there's anything interesting you want to say about that, then please leave it in the comments. Please do hit subscribe. It means so much to me. It does so much for the channel. We've started to build the subscribers on YouTube and on the podcast as well. But just follow on the podcast as well. And then you won't miss an episode. And therefore, you'll be notified whenever the next episode comes up. Do hit subscribe to interact. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for making it to the end of this shortened Monday episode. But hopefully, you've enjoyed it. Thank you so much for your time. And on to the next one.
Thank you for listening to Business Growth Talks. This podcast is released every Monday, so don't miss an episode by subscribing to all podcast platforms, including Apple and Spotify. Have a great day.